And I'm going to read the verse, Isaiah 50, verse 4. And the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. And if you think about it, that is a good testimony for a person who's following Jesus. That's a really, really good testimony for a person who is seeking the Lord and following Jesus. Well, I got a surprise as I read the next two verses. Here they are. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Isaiah is talking about the suffering servant, about Jesus. And you know what? The first impression is right. If you have a first impression that that's a good example, it is. Jesus gave us what I call the Jesus pattern, or I'm going to call the Jesus pattern in this. He gave us the example of serving others and of listening attentively and submitting to the consequences of his mission. And that's why I've entitled that. Christians are called to follow the pattern of Christ's own earthly life. He showed us how to serve when it says the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. You know, why it's called the suffering servant in Isaiah is because Jesus was a servant and God was always a servant. God, when he created everything, was a servant. And then when creation fell because of man's sin, God served in another way. He got really directly involved in incarnationally involved in sustaining human life, sustaining us, not just by his salvation on the cross, but by his word that he left with us. And this is a real personal kind of way of thinking about God, not mechanical. He's always personal. He gets involved directly. So what he's doing in this fallen world is having us follow his Jesus pattern, the Jesus pattern. If we follow the Jesus pattern, then we will encourage the world-weary fellow traveling human beings who are world-weary, but they don't know. They just don't know Jesus, or they don't know how to connect to God. We can help them with encouraging words. And Jesus showed us also how to listen. And, you know, Jesus was not schizophrenic. He wasn't, I have a God nature today and tomorrow I have human nature. No, this is how God, he was real God living real human life. He was living real human life, just like us. He learned to be dependent on his Father, learned dependent trust, just like we have to learn on God. So this verse that says, he wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. Jesus gave us the Jesus pattern to serve others by listening so that we'll have to know what to share, know what to say. And he said this. He chose to listen to his Father, and it shows us how to listen too. We have to listen the same way. So we follow the Jesus pattern as disciples. This is really interesting. I learned something new. I always like to learn things new in the Bible. And that phrase in that first verse, like one being taught, like one being taught. Elsewhere in Isaiah, it's translated disciple, a disciple. It's one being taught. And we do that by letting God teach us day by day. To get our full attention. We want to get him to have full attention. He's the one that helps us morning by morning. And, you know, God has a responsibility in that, and that is that he opens our ears. It says, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. But our responsibility is obeying his teaching, to obey his teaching. That word obey, it means to hear, to hear. And you would say to hear is obey. Well, to hear is obey is what the literal word means. To obey is to hear and obey. Well, I have not been rebellious. I heard and I didn't push it away. I listened. I haven't drawn back from what you told me to do. And so Jesus showed us how to suffer in verse 6. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. And we know that is just a prophetic word 600 years before it happened when Jesus went to the cross. So we say, well, is that part of the Jesus pattern? Do I have to suffer? Well, in a fallen world, in a dysfunctional world that's beset by sin, yes. Yes, it is. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If you really want to be godly, it's right there in Scripture. It's telling us, you want to follow Jesus? Well, you want to live a godly life and you'll suffer. You will suffer in this world. So we don't want run away from suffering. What we do, we face it, just like Jesus did. That's what we do as disciples. Obeying God can bring suffering. In fact, Hebrews 5:8, talking about Christ, said, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. From what he suffered. And what was Christ's attitude in suffering persecution and psycho-spiritual pain? Well, we see that right in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he said to his father, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. And you know, as we have to face different kinds of suffering in this world, and we all do, and we all have known this over the years, that's the same way we have to face it too. Lord, take it away, please. Lord, heal this and come get people to anoint you with oil or do whatever, do and put you on the prayer chain, whatever. But not my will, thine be done. You know, Scott Peck, I've really got a blessing out of him. He was not a Christian when he wrote The Road Less Traveled, but still, he had so much insight, and some of the insight, I think, pushed him towards Christianity. Anyway, in his next book, he was saved. He right at the very introduction said, I'm going to be bold about this. I'm a Christian now. You know, it was really cool. But anyway, he said this was, I don't know which book it's in, but this is one of the quotes by him. The quickest way to change your attitude towards pain is to accept the fact that everything that happens to us has been designed for our spiritual growth. That's pretty good knowledge from a psychoanalyst, don't you think? Well, anyway, he was a Christian psychoanalyst. But spiritual growth isn't quick. It's not a quick fix or a quick process. Learning to follow the pattern of Jesus' own earthly life in serving and listening and submitting to suffering is a process that we continue morning by morning as we listen to the Lord, as we follow his word, until we bid this world of suffering goodbye. And then we're right in face to face with him. That's going to be a great day. But right now, here we are in this world following the Jesus pattern. Amen.